Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After a massive protest yesterday that blocked traffic on Bay Area freeways, multiple people were arrested for refusing to move. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. Phil, some of these folks were charged with misdemeanors. There's at least one felony count out there. Does this really happen? Do these folks really go to jail?
No, that's the short answer, Eric. Their cars get impounded, they get arrested, and then what usually happens is they get a defender, a public defender, or somebody pro bono comes up and says, you know, this is a First Amendment question and I'm going to defend them. And if we, let's take a look at the last big protest that on the Bay Bridge, we had 78 out of the 80 arrested wound up basically cutting a plea deal. That they got, they had to pay restitution totaling about $4,000 or about $57 each. And they were sentenced to 5 hours of community service. Now, it's interesting or sort of ironic is that in past cases, I remember a case when the Free Tibet Movement hung banners off the Golden Gate Bridge, and they were sentenced to community service. What was the community service? Working with the Free Tibet Movement. So a lot of times this is sort of a circular thing where we go through the motions, but not a lot happens at the end.
Well, at a time when a lot of people, specifically in San Francisco and the Bay Area, are saying that there's not enough consequences for people that, even though they are a misdemeanor, but commit crimes that impact others, do you think there's going to be eventually more of a backlash on these types of protests that really do, I don't know if it rises to the level of false imprisonment necessarily, but really do impact people just trying to live their lives?
Well, you know, Nikki, actually one of the charges that's often put on these people initially is false imprisonment before, you know, the negotiating starts, along with unlawful public assembly, blocking the street at all. And there's sometimes when there's dangers involved. I remember when the APEC closed down, there was a question about, you know, a kidney transplant trying to get the organ into UCSF on time and was stuck behind the bridge. But whether it was critical mass years ago or protesters today, there hasn't been much of an appetite to up the penalties. Some people grouse and say, look, it should be, you know, a much more severe on a freeway than on a city street, but blocking is blocking. Right now, Assemblywoman out of Orange County, Katie Sanchez, is proposing doubling the penalties in cases like this, but that would mean 10 hours of community service. But what we have here is basically a situation where judges and the DAs and everybody basically moves towards a negotiated settlement rather than going through 50 trials, which these protesters are completely capable of doing. They have the support mechanism to go through with that kind of threat, saying, well, we'll try each one and we'll tie up the courts. So, and there'll be more to follow. So it's this line. We've seen it repeatedly. It's very frustrating for riders because you never know when it's going to happen, whether it's the freeways in Oakland, which is in Alameda County, or in San Francisco, or in Marin, wherever it happens. It's frustrating. But the difference is that these protesters are highly organized from when they do it, how they chain up, how they lock up, how they block things, how they defend themselves after they are arrested. They have a whole network that works with this. Whereas the person stuck behind them is sitting there alone, and although they may ticked off, that doesn't necessarily translate into some kind of movement that's going to make a significant change in the situation.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.